An influential federal parliamentary committee wants Australia's low fuel supplies bolstered within 6 months to protect national security. Because many of Australia's oil refineries have closed, most of our fuel is imported, with half of it coming through the South China Sea. According to the International Energy Agency, Australia could run out of oil in just 49 days if imports were blocked or withheld. The Intelligence Committee says the situation makes Australia vulnerable and must be addressed. Eliza Borello reports.
The Chairman of Parliament's Intelligence Committee, Andrew Hastie, says with just 49 days of fuel stocks, Australia is not complying with its international obligations.
We're a member of the International Energy Agency, and their baseline is 90 days. And we're one of the only Western democracies who have such a low supply of fuel stock. Even New Zealand has 90 days.
He says Australia is too reliant on imported fuel.
About 50% of our imported diesel comes through the South China Sea, as does 60% of our jet fuel. We're almost entirely reliant upon the importation of liquid fuel, both crude and refined. We do have four refineries in this country, two in Victoria, one in Queensland, and of course our biggest in Kwinana in Western Australia. But we've closed a lot over the years.
The cross-party committee, the former SAS officer chair, says the situation has left Australia vulnerable.
If we're entirely reliant upon the importation of liquid fuel, that makes us vulnerable to coercion if a state actor or even a non-state actor were to cut some of our supply.
Should people assume you mean China if you say state actor?
China has changed the facts in the South China Sea. They've recently militarised islands. That is worrying.
Andrew Hastie says his committee wants the Home Affairs Department to review Australia's fuel supply and develop measures to boost it within 6 months.
This measure is designed to protect us from espionage, sabotage and coercion from any nation state. Now, of course, the elephant in the room is that China is growing very rapidly, economically and militarily. Of course, almost 30% of our exports go to China, so we have a close economic relationship. But certainly we need to be self-sufficient in both peace and war, and having a fuel reserve of more than 90 days is essential to that.
Former Deputy Air Force Chief turned defence consultant John Blackburn gave evidence to the committee and welcomes its recommendations. He says while decisions made by industry have contributed to low fuel stocks, fuel security is a government responsibility.
Eliza Borello reporting.